Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Phil Koufadakis, who is the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix, Arizona. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. Just with you yesterday, left you in Napa Valley, California. We're both at the NFA convention, and we didn't get a chance to talk there, so I wanted to definitely pick this up and talk on the phone. Real quick, for people that may not remember, Baker Brothers, as I said, is in Phoenix. I think you have 7 retail stores and then 1 store to the trade, right?
Yeah, that's correct, and the company's been around since 1945.
That's right. It's been around since 45, but you actually bought into this business. How many years have you had control of it?
2005.
2005, okay. As we were going around in the meeting a couple of days ago, in the two-minute drill, you gave some great information. I want to key in on that for a minute. First off, you said that your business is up. Even in this economy, your business is up 10%, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's up 10% off something that's not really exciting from a year ago. But when in most cases people are talking about even is the new up, we'll take the old up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And just, again, some basic information. You sell all flooring types?
All flooring types, yeah. If you can stick it to the floor or put it on the floor, we're there. From rugs to install products to, you know, you name it, we can do it.
And also, people realize that Phoenix is very dry and arid, and I think tile is pretty popular out there. What is your ratio of hard surface to soft surface?
Well, our soft surface continues to grow as a percentage of our business, and I think probably because, you know, I've said this for a while, and hopefully sooner or later I'll be right, which is we're quickly moving from want to need, and so people need new carpet. They don't need new tile because of this. Over the course of time, it just happens to be a little harder to wear down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I mean, just to expand on that concept, what you're saying is that people can afford their needs, and after this craziness we were all living in the middle of this last decade, that's what's happened. We no longer dream for the things that we can't afford, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's more about the, you know, honey, my carpet, the carpet as a whole, and we now have to we have to replace it now versus, hey, you know, I just want a new look and I want to replace it. So
yeah.
I think that that's gone down, and I think people continue to see as they get in the shop that that carpet's still a great value and can provide not only great aesthetics as far as visuals, but also acoustics and you know, of course, the long myth that's not good for allergies continuing to be dispelled slowly but surely.
One of the reasons, the main reason I wanted to talk to you, your area, which I consider, I think you're an expert in this area, actually, from the different people I talk to, you really have your finger on the pulse of what's going on with internet marketing. And I know that you worked directly with Michael Vogel on some of this with creating your space. One of the things you brought out in the two-minute drill, you have found some new ways to direct consumers to your website. Talk a little bit about what you've learned.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not only Kemp, you know, the one thing you figure out over the course of time is, A, that you can't figure it out because the rules always change, but the one thing that you do figure out is you have to figure out ways to drive quality leads and then do something with them. And we continue to try programs with microsites that can capture information from consumers, and also we started doing more banner ads than we had in the past, and we actually have a site here in town called azcentral.com, which is one of the largest traffic sites. Well, it's the largest traffic site in Arizona outside of Google and Microsoft, probably, where they get, you know, close to 1 million hits a day. And, you know, we've done some things with them in terms of, you know, buying their homepage for a day and doing some banner ads and just some things that can continue to drive traffic to our site, but more so, you know, now as we start getting a little better at it, driving them to a site with not only a message, but also with the opportunity to capture some ongoing information about the customer.
All right. So I think a long time ago, not to put words in your mouth, but tell me if I've heard this right, you used to buy keywords where if somebody was searching carpet in Arizona or flooring in Arizona, you would actually pay to bring them to your site. And now you have found out that it's more effective to go to some of these high traffic sites and to buy a banner. Is that what you're telling us?
Not really. I mean, what I'm saying is that ultimately, whatever you do, you need to have a, you know, closed loop type strategy, which is, it's not just about driving the traffic to the site. I mean, anybody can drive traffic by spending money and buying keywords or whatever. It's really, what are you doing with the customer while they're there, and what information are you gathering, and how much follow-up can you have, and more than just driving traffic to a site. I mean, I've driven traffic to the site many times, which is great. I mean, one thing I tell my staff, there's no such thing as bad traffic, whether in the store or online. If you can put your name in front of people, that's always a great thing.
Right.
But if you can take it to the next level and start capturing email information, phone numbers, addresses, all those things, then you can create a customer for life, so to speak, that you can be in connection with on a more regular basis.
We're out here talking to other retailers in the marketplace, and if you could give them some advice, since you really keep your finger on the pulse of this thing, you know, what is some good advice that you would recommend retailers do to grow their mind share, I guess, if you will, on the internet?
Well, you know, I always say the same thing to you, Kemp. I'm not sure that I'm the right guy to give advice, but having said that, you know, it's still amazing to me how many people don't have a great website, and that is first and foremost. You want to have a great-looking website that really looks like what your showroom looks like, so the experience is kind of pulled through when you get them to the web and then get them to the store or vice versa. You know, second thing is, you know, if you're going to spend money going after the customer online, which I think today is more critical than ever because you're Gen X, Gen Ys, that's where they get information. But if you're going to do that, you need to figure out how to close the loop in terms of trying to not only engage that customer, but for lack of a better word, capture that customer so that you can remarket to them over and over again. And, you know, one of the things we look at, not only recapturing the new customers, but, you know, we started spending a lot of time on remarketing to our old customers more so than ever before via the web, emails, things like that.
I had a few minutes there to surf while we were in this meeting, and I looked at your website, which, as you said, is very good looking. I looked at Robert's Fine Floors website down in Houston, which is also very well done. And I looked at John Pierce's website, which is also very well done, Pierce Flooring in Montana. Many of the NFA members certainly have got that figured out.
Well, and I would say that a common denominator there is the guys from CRS, Mike Vogel and Jay Flynn. Those guys do a fantastic job building and developing sites. You know, that's part of the great part of the NFA is our ability to share information with each other. And what Sam does or what John does is something that I can take from them and vice versa. So it's an amazing opportunity to get with some of the best minds in the business.
Yeah. All right, one more last question. Another thing that you mentioned in your two-minute drill is that you had moved your people around, a big percentage of your people. You've moved them around. Talk a little bit about that. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, I moved about 40% of my sales staff around. Most of my sales staff have been with the company for a long time, you know, without having the statistic in front of me. I bet you the average is 15 years or more. And one of the things that we all need at times is change and positive change. And so, you know, sometimes dynamics in the stores change, people change, lifestyles change. And I thought it was just a great opportunity to get what I tried to do is put the right people in the right places to create the best dynamics within the staffing that I have, within the stores that I had. And I can tell you I had a lot of parts and pieces moving on my desk for a long time as I shuffled them around and lived with it for a couple of days. Said, no, that won't work. This will work. And ultimately, I think it's been great. I think it's been a good, fresh, new start, and I give my staff a lot of credit. They all embraced it. You know, when you've been in one showroom for 5, 6, 10 years, and all of a sudden you go to work in a different showroom, you know, it can be a little harrowing in the beginning. And so I think it was great, and we've seen some really positive results from it, from both on an individual basis and on a store basis.
You know, you must be doing something right to have grown 10% in this economy. So
it's a lot of hard work, a lot of torture, and you know, what they really call labor of love, Kip.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Phil, it's always good to spend time with you. And again, we've been talking to Phil Koufidakis, who is principal with Baker Brothers in Phoenix, Arizona. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Floridelli.net.